Hello, friends. Welcome to the Career Guru Podcast. I am your host, Steve Yanofsky. What a glorious day it is to start your path in a new career. Doors are opening here at the Boston Career Institute even as we speak. And I'm here holding the key for you. So tune in, stay sharp, and enjoy yourself. This is going to be great. Hashtag, let's career up. Hello, my dear friends and listeners, conversationalists and thrill seekers all across the fruited plain. I am your all-knowing, all-caring, all-sensing and all-feeling career guru. Today, on our fifth installment of the Career Guru Podcast, I wanted to do something special. And that something special is responding to the questions that you sent to me by email, which I encourage all of you to do as much as possible. We're going to address them in this format and possibly even return your emails by email. But I'd like to answer your questions in this particular format. All right, so in front of me is a stack of printed emails that I printed out for me to follow some, form of question and answer scenario without getting veered off into the unknown. So let me read to you the first question, and it's actually a amalgamation or a gathering of several questions rolled into one because different people ask the same questions differently. So with this in mind, let me read the first question that I have for you. It says, "Dear Steve, thank you for sharing these stories. You spoke briefly about your story during the first podcast. Could you share a little bit more?" And in reality, it goes on to ask, what makes you a guru? What life experiences led you to the place where you could answer so many questions from so many different people? Well, folks, like I told you before, yours truly has been around the block. And I want to share a little bit more of my story with you so you can see and you can relate to me and that I can relate to you. And together, we can reach greater and greater heights. So to answer your question, I have to give you a little bit of history and the background on the career guru in the United States. I came to the United States with my family in 1981. My parents brought me from this place that used to be called the USSR, Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Today, they call it Russia. Before, it was one of those republics within the Soviet Union, but it was that wonderful workers' paradise where it was impossible to live for any normal human being. And so with $200 in their pocket, my parents made it to these shores with me and my sister in tow. Well, I went basically straight to high school. High school, which is about a quarter of a mile away from the office where I'm sitting right now. About a quarter of a mile away from Studios BCI. I guess we don't leave the place where we sprout our roots altogether. Well, a few years later, in my junior year of high school, yours truly gets booted out of high school. Now, I mention that because it's one of those formative experiences that led me to where I am today and where you and I can relate. In a previous couple of episodes, I introduced it to my daughters, who I called high school dropouts. Well, I guess the apple doesn't fall far from a tree. And even though I didn't drop out of high school and was kicked out of high school, I actually didn't know anything about GED or high sets or anything else. So in order for me to move forward, I actually had to beg the school to take me back. Well, they did it under several conditions, and only two out of the, a bunch of other teachers, only two of the teachers accepted me back into their classes, and I was better for that experience. It was my history teacher and my teacher of shop where I studied electronics and electricity. So for the entire junior year of high school, I studied electronics and electricity and U.S. history, one of my favorite subjects to this day. With that in mind, in the beginning of my senior year, my guidance counselor told me that I was certainly not going to graduate in the 4 years of high school and that they will have the privilege of my company for the fifth year. Now, that is something that I couldn't live with. And I figured out a way how to get out of high school, which means that I took and I filled every block of free time I had during the day with classes, including the lunch hour and the homeroom and so on and so forth. Whatever I could fit a class in, I put it in there. Plus, I went to college nights. In order to pay for the college, I had to have a job. So I started working pretty early in my life in order to pay for the stuff that my father said he wouldn't pay for. And so with that in mind, I managed to get out of high school in 1 year. I did everything humanly possible to do that. But I couldn't wipe out the first 3 years of bad attendance and poor performance in my classroom. So I graduated with a D minus grade point average, which is, I think, 1.8. But in my mind, D stood for diploma, so I made it out of high school. There's one thing that I knew, that I needed to fix myself in order for me to succeed in life. So I figured, who was going to fix me? And I figured out it was Uncle Sam. So I enlisted in the U.S. Army, scored pretty well in the aptitude tests, and ended up in the was supposed to become a radar / electronics technician for the U.S. Army. But since I did not read the fine print in my enlistment papers, I ended up in the infantry. That's a foot soldier, folks. That's a guy that carries a rifle in a backpack and is the first one to get shot. And so, but you know, God works in mysterious ways. And what happened? While in service, they needed someone to stand in for one of the medics to check for, I think it was foot fungus. In any case, I did that for a day. Then they called me back for another day. And I figured out, well, geez, I really like medicine. And so that particular event got me thinking as to what I'm going to do when I get out. Well, the first thing I did when I got out is I walked over to an ambulance company because I felt that emergency medicine was going to be the way for me to go. I knocked on the door. They hired me to drive a wheelchair car. While they said that you should go to college and take some classes. They told me what classes to take, and I started taking them. That's how I got started in healthcare, folks. That one event in the U.S. Army, where I actually got a chance to help out in healthcare, led me to actually enjoy it and appreciate it. And with a little bit of guidance from people along the way, I was able to make it into night school at Northeastern University, because they couldn't accept me anyplace else without a low of a grade point average from high school. So 1.8 or a D minus is not going to get you to college, but to night school in college, they would, and they did. And that's what I learned. So here in Boston at Northeastern University, there used to be a place called the University College. Today they call it College of Professional Studies, which is a most amazing place you can go to. No, not affiliated with Northeastern, but I will give them a plug every chance I get, because the College of Professional Studies in Northeastern is just that. It is a College of Professional Studies. And over there, I was accepted into more and more programs and then was able to transfer to day school. And the rest is history. Well, somewhat history. Okay, there's always a workaround. When someone tells you you can't succeed, find a way to do that. And that's one thing that I believe I had going for myself. I felt that I could succeed no matter what. And that kind of ties into the second question that was asked of me. And here's an interesting question that I got. I got it from several people. I said, hey, Steve, who would you say were the most influential people in your life? Who are the people? Well, I'd like to say that the most influential person in my life was my mother. There was a few other people. I'll mention them in sequence. But first was my mother. Why? Because from the early age, she told me that I was the best thing since sliced cheese. And I could succeed in anything, no matter what other people told me. Now, that's an important factor for everyone to sort of understand. You need to have that belief, and you need to be next to the people who will tell you that. Don't hang around with people who will tell you that you can't do anything. Don't go out to do something. Oh, you'll get hurt. No, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. But don't let other people tell you that you can't do something. I'm not telling you to climb up the Empire State Building, okay? If you don't know how to climb the Empire State Building, that's kind of foolish. But if someone tells you that you can't succeed in school, I suggest that you look elsewhere for advice and good counsel. So that was my mother. She kept encouraging me no matter what happened. She, of course, didn't know about how I did in high school, but that's okay. She still said that I could succeed, and I felt that was the way to go. The other influential people before I got there were the good people in the U.S. Armed Forces, who kept calling me all sorts of names, but said that, son, you can still do it no matter how dumb you are. Okay? So I got through with that, and that gave me a very interesting perspective on life. Very interesting perspective on life. First, it was my mother. Then it was the good people in the U.S. Armed Forces. And they said, well, look at other idiots out there. If they did it, you sure can too, son. And if you don't, I'll hurt you. That was an interesting motivation. So I got through that. Too many people to mention over there. Who else was there? Ah, yes. One of my first clinical instructors in Northeastern University. Now, there was a powerhouse woman. I'll tell you that. Her name was Professor Janet Spellman. May she live long and healthy life. She was absolutely fantastic. She was absolutely fantastic. This particular person got me on the road to tackling my problems head on and to not allow anyone or anything get past me. She taught me how to study properly. The first person to teach me how to properly learn something. And that is a big deal. Something that allows you to actually pick up a book and properly read it, ask the right questions, take the right notes, and get it done. And not to take any BS. Okay, this is a woman who really was a straight shooter. And she looked at me and she says, okay, son, this is what you got to do. And so I did it. I followed her advice. And after that began my career in healthcare. I became an emergency technician. I became a paramedic immediately thereafter. Then I got into the College of Professional Studies at Northeastern University. And I learned other fields of and disciplines at Northeastern University. I learned medical imaging. I learned nursing. And I did all sorts of wonderful stuff. And at the same time, I worked. So I lived through, in 1990, an interesting thing happened. I got called up to active duty to go to war. That was a fabulous experience. That was fancy. You go through that, you can be a life coach and a guru just because of that. Now, I didn't go to war, but when you get called up to war, you wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. And you put your affairs in order. And you do all sorts of stuff to make sure that everything is situated properly. So that was an amazing formative experience. And about the same time, I met my wife. So, well, a person who would become my wife. And she was another person who became a formative, transformative person in my life who made me a better human being. So these are the people who influenced me and how I got to where I am today. All right? So, and I organize these questions for a reason, so I'm going to take you to the next question, and you will find the answer to this question as I read it to you. Here's the next question that I found very interesting. It says, Steve, not everyone is as smart as you, and it's not easy for others to go to school like you did. Huh. Now, let's reflect upon the comments that I just made a few minutes before. I graduated with a D minus from high school. Now, I can blame all people in the high school all day long. My teachers weren't good. They didn't inspire me. I didn't have a support structure. And you know that? All that may be true. But you know, there were other kids in high school who got straight A's and they got into Harvard and Yale and Princeton and BU. And all these other places, and yours truly ended up in the Fort Benning, Georgia School College for Wayward Boys, if I call it myself. But it's the Fort Benning, Georgia School of U.S. Army Infantry, which is an interesting college of hard knocks, if you want to put it this way. So that's the only thing that I was truly good for at the time. It's those people that made me who I am today. Okay. So for not being as smart as me, folks, if a person who gets kicked out of high school can go on in his life and not that long after start a school of higher learning, you can certainly go to school and you can certainly accomplish just about anything that you set your mind to. Just remember, what's important? Important is to have a great support structure that will help you along. People who will encourage you. People that will help you get up when you have fallen down, when you tripped, when you fell, when the life gave you a dope slap and says, hey, don't do that. I wouldn't do that again if I were you. Well, you can listen to the sage advice, but you can certainly get up and try something else. As long as you keep at it, you will be okay. As long as you're not doing something dumb. I mean, it has to be calculated. So take it from me. If I can do it, if I could do it, you certainly can do it. Just have to want to do it. It all begins in your mind. Your thoughts, then your speech, then your actions, which is the three garments of human existence. Thought, speech, action. If you implement it in that order, you will succeed. Now find a passion and go for it. Go for it. So believe me when I tell you, just do it. You got to do it. Take the first step. It's always the hardest. All right, here's the question, and we keep finding these answers within everything that I already said. So, Steve, how did you settle in healthcare? Well, you know, those days in the U.S. Army when I had to help out the medics at the aid station, whether it was to check somebody's feet for blisters and toenail fungus, or to treat somebody for heat stroke, no matter what it is, wherever you find your passion, no matter what, just follow it and do it. Don't give up until you have succeeded. This is how I found healthcare. Now, I had my doubts. I had my doubts. Nowhere in my education did I study biology or chemistry. As a matter of fact, I failed out of all these classes in high school. I failed all of them miserably. What I didn't do is I didn't wallow in my failure. That's what I didn't do. I said, well, you know what? Maybe it wasn't me. Maybe I should give it another try. And given the fact that I have already spent some time overcoming adversity, whether it was in the military or my first attempts at college, I said to myself, I'm going to try to do this one more time. I'm going to try to do this. And so I went. And I found that by the time I started taking these classes again, I found that they actually had a purpose. Biology had a purpose. Chemistry had a purpose. Microbiology had a purpose. Not only did it have a purpose, but it was darn interesting. And it began to make sense. So education actually has to make sense to you. Once you find that passion, once you find that career, once you find that path, you will start walking and you will start rising to those challenges. And then it's no longer a problem. If you actually like something, if you actually see that there is a reward that awaits you at the end of your journey, and not just some foolish diploma that people say that you must have, but actual things that you do with applications to real life, then it's no longer a burden. It's no longer a chore. It is something that makes it exciting. And as I mentioned to you in my first podcast, financially rewarding. Let's not forget about the money. Everything has to make sense. One thing that you have to remember, or one thing that I will tell you from my history, every job, every milestone in my career development ended up with a bonus in my paycheck. So that gave me an extra stimulus to move forward. I made more money. And with more money, I could do more things. And that's where we are. Healthcare. I picked healthcare because it was an accident. But you know what? At that point in time, I would have succeeded as some kind of an electronics technician, or even made it to engineering school, or maybe I would have become an electrician. There's plenty of things that you can do, but healthcare is great, especially if you're listening to me in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the states over here, in any big city. You always have hospitals. You always have jobs. Why? Because there's only a few things in life which are for certain. You are born, you get sick, and you die. And somewhere along the way, you need to eat and get some clothes on. But in all that, people who work in healthcare are never, ever unemployed. And we always, always make a decent salary. It's not for everyone, but it is for a lot of people. And so, and this is why I took my passion and I opened up the Boston Career Institute with some good friends of mine. So, and I want to tell you a few other interesting things. The interesting thing is that despite my education in healthcare and with the degrees that I earned, I make my living on the things that I learned when I was 18, 19 years old. The basic career skills that I attained with great perfection, with a lot of practice, hands-on skills, are the things that pay my salary today. It's not going to be the advanced degrees. It's going to be your skills and licenses that you attain. And that is something that I can help you accomplish right here in BCI, the Boston Career Institute, where the doors are open and the phones are always on. All right, let's move on to the next question. Steve, I always wanted to work in the hospital. I was not a good student, and I don't think I'm smart enough. I'm over 40, and I never had a professional job. I want to be a nurse, but I'm not smart enough or have enough money to go to school. Granted, folks, these are several questions that are rolled into one. Let me run it by you one more time. And I believe we already came to some of these answers. It says, Steve, I always wanted to work in a hospital, but I was not a good student, and I don't think I'm smart enough. I'm over 40, and I never had a professional job. I want to be a nurse, but I'm not smart enough. And the pièce de résistance, I don't have enough money to go to school. Well, let me start my way backwards on this question. Everyone has enough money to go to school, because one thing that schools do is they give you money to pay them. Never be afraid to spend money on your professional education and development when there is more money to be made at the end of your educational journey. Do not be afraid. Money, you can always make back. Time is lost forever. Every second that you waste not doing something for yourself will never be back. Save your time. Don't worry about the money. You can get loans. You can get grants. You can fight for every nickel. Schools will give you payment plans. Like BCI gives you payment plans. If you got a job, you'll be able to pay for your education. And guess what? When you come out with your professional certification, you'll be earning more money. So guess what? You're going to have enough money to pay back that which you have borrowed to invest in yourself. Never be afraid to invest in yourself. Working my way back in this long question that I put together from a few questions that I was asked, I want to be a nurse, but I'm not smart enough. Folks, don't take my word for it, because I told you, I graduated with a D-minus, grade point average from high school. Don't worry about how smart you are, okay? If I could do it with a D-minus, grade point average from high school, you can certainly do that, okay? If you have a high school diploma, you got a GED, you have a HiSET, you can do it, you can make it work for yourself. And I told you, don't take my word for it. You know what? Stop by a hospital, stop by a nursing home, and talk to one of these nurses. Yes, some of them are brilliant, but most, well, they're all quite average. But you know what's not average? Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Ah, It's the amount of money they make compared to you. Now, that's not average. Okay? So, remember, it's okay. You don't have to hold a PhD. You don't have to be the most brilliant student. You can just go to school with a support structure, with borrowed money, but you will make it. Do you have a desire? Then you have a will. Then move yourself forward. If not for you, then for your children. Next one. I'm over 40 and I've never had a professional job. Okay. What's a good time to plant the tree? Yesterday. What's the next best time to plant the tree? Today. If you didn't plant one yesterday, plant it today. Hey, this is the United States of America. 40 is young. Okay, 40 is young. In other parts of the world, at 40, 45, people are getting ready to retire. Over here, we don't have that luxury. Okay, even as we speak, you're taxed to death. So forget about going on your Social Security at 65. That's not going to happen. So you got plenty of time to be young. Okay, the government has given you plenty of opportunity to work longer. So at 40, don't be afraid. You can go back to school. A little bit of a secret for a career guru. I went back to school again at 52. Yes, it's taken me a little bit longer, but yours truly went back to school to get his advanced degree. Yes, it was a humbling experience. Yes, I teach. And yes, it's difficult to go from being a teacher to being a student, but that's okay. I feel young and vibrant, and so should you. No problem with 40, no problem with 50. Oh, great story to tell you. Remember my daughter Miriam that was here? Well, when she was born 25 years ago, we were in a hospital, not too far from here, less than a mile away from Studios BCI. And my wife and I were scared out of our mind. That was our first baby, and she was yelling and screaming. She wouldn't be quiet. And this older nurse comes in. She was in her mid-60s. And she took her in her hands. And just like that, she was quiet. And I said to my wife, look, honey, so much experience in those hands. So many years as a nurse, and it shows. And the woman turned around and said, actually, I've only been a nurse for the last 4 years. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. I went back to school when I turned 61, she said. What happened? Her husband passed away. She had nothing to do. She had no job, and she needed to do something. After 60, she went back to nursing school, and after 60, she became a nurse. An inspiration, an absolute inspiration. So don't tell me that over 40 never had a professional job. First of all, that's not true. Every job is a professional job, no matter what you do. If you are a professional person at swinging them up, then you're a pro at swinging them up. It's one of the best jobs you can do as long as you look at yourself as a pro. Other people will look at you as a pro. So everyone is a professional, no matter what you do. Professional babysitter? Certainly. Today, if you try to find a babysitter today that's a professional, oh, you'll be paying top dollar. Top dollar. All right? And you know what? If you got a person coming to help you clean up, pay top dollar too. The career guru is spending a lot of money on a person who's swinging them up in his house. Okay, I just don't have the time. So I pay top dollar. So don't you worry about it. There are plenty of people out there who are making a living. As long as you're making a living consistently, you're a pro. So don't tell me that you never had a professional job. You never had a professional outlook. But that's okay. You can start today. I told you about the not smart enough part. If I did it with a D- grade point average, so can you. So can you. You just have to have a purpose. You have to have the will. You have to have the drive, and you have to have great support structure. Notice how many times I'm talking about a great support structure. Sometimes it's more important than even your will, because these are the folks who will help you get up and move forward again. Just don't let people drive you down and beat you back. It is so easy to be beat down, but it's so hard to be upbeat. much harder to be upbeat than beat down. Much harder. But you know, the feeling of success, that feeling of accomplishment, there is nothing like it. Nothing like it. All right. I have another question. And I'm going to read it to you. Steve, I went to a community college for 3 years and didn't get anywhere. I gave up before I was able to finish with prerequisite classes. Your podcast got me thinking about going back to school, but I'm scared. What do I do? Folks, the career guru is not a big fan of community colleges. Okay? No, I'm not a big fan. They have their rules. They have their regulations. Yes, if you want to go to a two-year nursing program in a community college here in Massachusetts, you will spend at least 2 years, 3 years taking prerequisite classes. This is what happened to me with my daughter, Miriam. We went to a community college and they said, oh, well, great. Thank you for coming in and applying to our nursing program. Well, before you take the nursing courses, you need to take a prerequisite for math, then another prerequisite for math, and then Algebra 1, and then Introduction to English, and this and that, and this and that. And next thing you look at it, yeah, you're right. You will be there for 3 years. So we went to a different school. We went to a for-profit college. Was it expensive? You betcha. You betcha. Was it worth it? Oh, yes. Because in one semester, we were able to take all of the prerequisites and qualify for an entry into the nursing program for my daughter, Miriam, who you met just a few episodes ago. Let me tell you something. We have long since made our money back for going to a private school of nursing. Okay? Remember what I told you. Time is the only commodity that you can't get back. Time. Time is of the essence, which is one of the reasons why I originally came up with the idea for the Boston Career Institute. Career education fast. Your immersive experience into acquisition of important lifelong skills, both for learning and for working. That is the key. And right now, with the advent of national and state licensure and certification, it is so much easier to get a job once you complete the training programs on budget, on time, on schedule, within the confines of your regular existence. There is no substitute. And one of the things that we do over here at BCI is we teach you and we give you lifelong learning skills. Don't know how to learn? No problem. Come to us. We will teach you how to learn properly, how to take notes, and most importantly today, is how to take classes electronic environment, online, because career education and college education today is at least 50% online. You have to get over your fear of learning online. Oh, I'm not good with computers. Nonsense. Computers are fun, they're intuitive, and everyone has a smartphone. If you can use a smartphone, you can learn online. You just need to have the tools. So with that in mind, move yourself forward. I hope I was able to give you a little bit of inspiration. I hope that sharing my own story with you gave you a new spark that ignites a whole fire of enthusiasm within you so you can move forward. Whether it's here in BCI or elsewhere, doesn't really matter. Though I would love to have you and see you here. I would love to have you come here and teach you the lifelong learning skills that you can take into any program. And by learning how to take national board exams, you're not going to be afraid to move to more advantageous, more expensive schools so you can learn things like nursing, like dental hygiene, where you can make over $100,000 after 2 years of education. Friends, please write to me, email me, message me on YouTube if you want to. Anywhere you hear my voice on the Career Guru podcast, you will find the way to contact me. The email is listed in the podcast. I'm waiting for your comments. I'm waiting for your questions. Heck, I'm waiting for you to come on as my guest. I'm here for you. Well, and with that in mind, I'd like to bring the fifth podcast to a close, and I want to wish you much success in everything that you do. And hashtag let's career up with Career Guru Podcasts. Well, friends and aspiring career gurus, this was fun. Thank you for tuning in. I feel enlightened, I feel empowered, and I hope you do too. And I'm feeling grateful that we spent time together. For more information about Boston Career Institute, please visit our website at www.bostoncareer.org. Boston Career Institute has three campuses in Brookline, Malden, and Lowell, Massachusetts. You can call our toll-free number at 888-383-6058. For questions, comments, and or other information about our podcast, email bcipodcast@bostoncareer.org. The Career Guru Podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Podbay FM, and of course YouTube, or wherever you stream your podcasts. I'm looking forward to seeing you all soon. All the best to you. My name is Steve Yanofsky. I am the Career Guru. May God bless you. Hashtag, let's career up.